September 20, 1926. One who does not do the will of God is like a celestial constellation which goes out of its place. He is like a dislocated limb. For one who does the will of God, it is daylight. For one who does not, it is nighttime. Having finished writing a book and having to start another one, I felt the weight of writing, and almost embittered, I sighed. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, made himself seen shaking his head. And sighing, he told me, "My daughter, what is it? What is it? You don't want to write?" And I, almost trembling and seeing him sigh because of me, said, "My love, I want what you want. It is true that I feel the sacrifice of writing, but for love of you, I will do everything." And Jesus added, "My daughter, you have not understood well what it means to live in my will. While you were sighing, the creation and everyone, and even myself, have sighed together with you, because for those who lives in it, one is the life, one the act, one the motion, one the echo. They cannot help doing the same thing together, because God is the prime motion, and since all created things have come out of a motion full of life, there is nothing which does not possess his motion. They all go around the prime motion of their creator. So, the whole creation is in my will. Its round is incessant, rapid, orderly. And one who lives in it has her place of order in the midst of it, going around rapidly, together with everyone, without ever stopping. My daughter, your sigh of regret has formed its echo in everyone. And do you know what they felt? As if a constellation wanted to go out of its place, out of the order, out of its rapid round around their creator. And on seeing this celestial constellation as though going out of their midst, all were shaken and as though hampered in their round. But restored immediately by your prompt adhesion, they have continued with order their rapid round, magnifying their creator who keeps them bound to himself, to make them go around himself. What would you say if you saw one star going out from among the midst of the others and descending to the bottom? Would you not say that it has gone out of its place, that it no longer lives a communal life with the others, that it is a lost star? Such is one who, living in my will, wanted to do her own. She moves away from her place. She goes down from the height of the heavens. She loses the communion of the celestial family. She gets lost, away from my will. She gets lost, away from light, from strength, from sanctity, from the divine likeness. She gets lost, away from order, from harmony, and she loses the rapidity of the round around her creator. Therefore, be attentive, because in the kingdom of my will there are no regrets or bitternesses, but everything is joy. There are no strains, but all is spontaneity, as if the creature wanted to do what God wants, as if she herself wanted to do it. I was frightened in hearing this from my sweet Jesus, and I understood the great evil of doing one's own will. And I prayed him from the heart to give me enough grace as to not let me fall into an evil so grave. But while I was doing this, my beloved good came back, but he made himself seen with almost all of his limbs dislocated, which gave him unspeakable pain. And throwing himself into my arms, he told me, "My daughter, these dislocated limbs which give me so much pain are all the souls who do not do my will. By coming upon earth, I constituted myself head of the human family, and they are my limbs. But these limbs were formed, joined, bound, by means of the vital humors of my will. As it flows in them, they are placed in communication with my body, and they are strengthened, each one at its place. My will, like a compassionate doctor, not only makes its vital and divine humors flow in order to form the necessary circulation between head and limbs, but it forms its perfect bandage to have the limbs remain firmly bound under their head. Now, since my will is missing in them, that which gives the heat, the blood, the strength and the command from the head in order to render all limbs operative, is missing. That which does the bandaging if they are dislocated, is missing. Everything is missing. One can say that all communications between the limbs and the head are broken, and they remain in my body to give me pain. My will alone places the Creator and the creature, the Redeemer and the redeemed ones, the Sanctifier and the sanctified ones, in accord and in communication. Without it, it is as if creation and redemption were nothing for them, because that which makes flow the life and the goods that they contain is missing. The very sacraments will serve them as condemnation, because since my will is missing in them, that which breaks the veil of the sacraments to give the fruit and the life they contain is missing. Therefore, my will is everything. Without it, our most beautiful works, our greatest prodigies, remain as extraneous to the poor creatures, because it alone is the depository of all our works, and therefore only through it can these be delivered to the creatures. Oh! If all knew what it means to do or not do my will, they would place themselves in accord with it in order to receive all possible imaginable goods, and the transmission of the very divine life. Then, afterwards, I was doing my usual acts in the Supreme Will, and since the day was almost dawning, I was saying, My Jesus, my love, the day is now beginning, and in your will I want to go through all creatures, so that, in rising from their sleep, they may all rise in your will, to give you the adoration of all intelligences, the love of all hearts, the rising of all their works, and of all their beings into the light which this day will make shine over all generations. While I was saying this and other things, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and told me, My daughter, in my will there are neither days nor nights, nor dawns nor sunsets, but its day is one, always in the fullness of its light. And one who lives in it can say, There are no nights for me, but it is always daylight. Therefore, one is my day. And as she operates in order to do my will and to carry out her life in it, she forms as many other lights, most refulgent, within the day of her life, that render the day of my will in which they live, more glorious and more beautiful. Do you know for whom day and night, dawn and sunset, are formed? For one who now does my will and now her own. If she does mine, she forms the day. If she does her own, she forms the night. One who lives fully in it forms the fullness of the day. One who does not live fully in it, but does my will only with strain, forms the dawn. One who laments about what it disposes and wants to withdraw, forms the sunset. And for one who does not do my will at all, it is always perennial nighttime, the beginning of that eternal night of hell which will never end.